We were talking to ourselves there for a second. Oh, it's 5 seconds between friends. Oh, welcome to We the People Radio. It's not as chaotic as it seems, but we have been doing a little time traveling today.
Yeah, we have.
Somehow we left for the studio at quarter till, and we got here at quarter till. My clock was 4 minutes off. It's like, how does that work?
Yeah, I don't remember driving here either.
And then magically the music was playing, so it's been kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we are.
There we are.
My name's Bill Cundiff.
My name's Aaron Ryan.
There you go.
Sounds funny when we do it like that.
I know, we reversed it.
Yeah. And if you would, well, okay, this is probably a bad time to bring it up, but if you'd like to sponsor the show, the information's on the webpage at wethepeopleradio.us.
Always looking for sponsors.
Always looking for sponsors.
Highly
appreciate
it.
And you know what? Could be individual people. We have a lot of nice individual people who sponsor the show and have for a long time. And businesses who can sponsor publicly or privately, you know, depending on what's what.
Yeah, we got a great advertising package for you if you want to advertise with us.
Absolutely. And... Sue's sending us smoke signals from the other room. It looked like it said Bruce. It did. It said Bruce.
Oh, then Bruce, I thought it says he's in the hold can.
Then I thought, it says Bruo. Is that an acronym?
Could you respell the whiteboard, please?
Secret radio. Well, that's what happens when the whiteboard is like the size of a postage stamp. Not sure really what we're... The other ones were too heavy or big. We have a window that's like 6 foot by 6 foot and a whiteboard we're flashing to each other that's like literally 5 inches by 6 inches. It's almost like you're here, isn't it?
Yep.
In a super scary way. Good Lord.
So what are we doing today?
Okay, first off,
you can
find everything about the program at wethepeopleradio.us. And actually, all screwing around aside, that is going to be really important for today because there's quite a bit of information I think you'll want to reference. You can always forward that to people and post it on Facebook, whatever your deal is. And before we get too far down the drain, it's the 26th of May, 2019, the first time we're airing this. So it is not Memorial Day for real, since that's on Thursday. I think it's Thursday. I can't decide this year if it's Wednesday or Thursday. It's the 30th anyway. But it is Memorial Day weekend, which is not about hot dogs. You know, contrary to popular belief. I actually have a nice graphic on the site that I put up there that said, remember the difference. Veterans Day honors the living who once served in the armed forces. So that's in November. Memorial Day, that's this month, honors those who died in service to our nation. So it's really important. Those are different, and specifically so. So for all of those people who have made that ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country so that we can live in the land of the free, we appreciate you and honor you this weekend. And for all the family members, surviving family members, thank you for having the courage to have folks in your family who step up and provide that service to our country. And for all our veterans out there, that we honor the rest of the year without specific delineation, God love you and God bless you. And we're working on the VA every day. We need to have some more programs about the VA. We have a whole section of programs on the VA on the website, actually. So today we have three different things. So we're talking about President Trump's immigration policy for the first half hour with Bruce Moran. Second half hour is about the Israeli elections and some current events with the Israel's consul general out of San Francisco. So Shlomi Kaufman will be with us for a half hour. And then we're going to do part 10 on South Africa because they've had some elections as well. So the Rainbow Coalition is now gone and they're going to go full blast trying to get rid of all the people that they don't like. That'll be ugly and interesting all at the same time. So Bruce, according to the tiny whiteboard, is with us.
Bruce, are you there?
I believe I am. God bless all the veterans and all, like you were saying, the members of their family who served and who are since gone. Aaron's brother also.
Yeah.
He served.
So, my brother, my stepdad, my dad was in the Army Reserve. Yep. I guess I should tighten that up. I don't know what he did exactly.
My dad was in the 101st Airborne. Yep.
See?
Yeah.
Got it covered.
Yeah, we got it all.
My uncle's Guadalcanal with Panton.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, you beat all of us. That's pretty awesome. And we have Bruce on frequently, but he is with Security Solutions Technologies. It's a veteran-owned company, provides federal government consulting and contracting in a variety of things, cybersecurity, IT stuff. They do financial things, logistics. And we speak to them regularly, folks from Security Solutions Technology, about, whether it's been a lot on the border lately, actually. Lately, a lot of our shows have been with the border. And I have all those listed with the descriptions of the shows. So if you would like some backstory, please feel free to do that. FISA warrants, all those good things. So we've got two documents from Bruce that I hope you will go reference. And one is a fact sheet on the president's immigration plan. And the second one is really a good visual. It's a kind of a four-page graphic of, what's happening with the immigration proposal. So, all right, that's the end of my information, Bruce. Go ahead.
The White House did a good job. This was sent to us from the White House, as you know. So we are seeing exactly what's going to be conveyed to the American public. This particular part of the border security program and the immigration program was put out 2 weeks ago. So we're following up with it, and subsequent to that time, other information has come out. But we're looking at securing the border, as President Trump had promised he's going to do. And this part is also about making sure not only borders are secure, but the ports of entry are more fluid. They're allowing more people through, and they're also going to have faster entry. So more people will be stationed down there. Just last week, they sent down 750 TSA people to help support the mayhem and the chaos that's going on at the border. We don't have enough support as there is now. As this new border security immigration program highlights, the border security will be relieved, and they'll be able to help the local people in the towns, and that's part of this program too. People in the towns and the law enforcement, border security will be able to help them even more because it's an overflow. And it runs across the border into towns, and the cartels are facilitating this, and that's what this is about. He wants to have 100% inspection on the borders and making sure everybody comes through the ports of entry. We're looking to also, what's really unique about this is a merit-based system, and when the president got in office, he changed our economic policy around, and he started with the tax cuts and various sundry things that help get our economy rolling, and it's really rolling. And this part of the immigration program is helping people who are coming in as immigrants to get jobs. So it's called a merit-based system. And other merit-based systems are in Canada, European Union, Australia. So it's not unique to us, it's just that we're instituting a program that's going to be more fair in having people secure their American dream. So you can get different kinds of visas, and it'll help you get a better chance to get started in the country.
Sure. And for all the griping, I'm going to kind of, I'll stick to the outline because I didn't write it, and I don't obviously work in this type of policy, but the goals for this system are pretty simple, fully secure the border. And I just don't think they're things people would disagree with if they were going to be honest about it. It would be fully secure the border, protect American wages, attract and retain the best and brightest talent, prioritize immediate families, so as opposed to the cousin of the cousin of the brother-in-law, strengthen our workforce, and preserve our humanitarian values. So get rid of, I'm assuming that relates to the coyotes and, all the rest of that stuff.
Sure, absolutely.
What a...
We're talking about the prioritizing of immediate families. Now they're doing DNA testing, so they can't say this child is not theirs or is theirs. They'll know exactly if they're using the child to come across the border three or four times with the coyotes, or with the cartels. So... That's a wonderful program. You'll be able to keep the families intact, too. And then they'll be able to be processed faster. So that's what they're looking at. When we're talking about prioritizing immediate families, we have that concern about the humanitarian crisis, but she immediately addresses. So you don't want the criminal activity to be involved, so that kind of differentiates between the criminal activity, the DNA testing I'm talking about.
Sure.
And the, you know, people who are legitimately coming across here for asylum. Now, what we do know is that true asylum seekers are only about 10 to 12%. So there's a lot of processing that needs to be done and a lot of people that won't be able to come across the border.
Hey, Bruce,
those who are able to and then want to come through the ports of entry legally, it's going to be sooner, quicker, faster. And that's what this is all about.
There we go. Okay. We were trying to negotiate our first break here because I was making Sue read my mind.
Sure.
But I knew we had to take it. So we'll be right back with our guest, Bruce Moran. We will swiftly chat more immigration. You can find all the information we're discussing at wethepeopleradio.us.
When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Your body, then they go. What shall we do about them?
Sonic Man out of you. Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
now.
Yes,
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop.
Yeah, once we get this border thing going, definitely don't stop it. Good grief. Okay, so Bruce...
you know, there's 100,000 in the last 2 months. You know, that's crazy, crazy for our border security. Now we got the TSA down there, and they still can't handle it. They're coming in everywhere.
Well, so, yeah, when you think of that number, 100,000 per month...
Crazy.
That's phenomenal.
That's what we can tell.
Yeah, that's what we know about.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm not laughing. I'm just saying we don't know.
It's the depressing laugh. Yeah.
Yes.
No, we know that one.
It's crazy.
So securing the border, that's the beginning, and that's the part that that always is the rub, because like back in Reagan's day, you know, he bought the. You know, he bought the plan. Okay, we're going to do the amnesty and all this stuff and policy changes, and then we'll secure the border right after that. And now it's 2019.
That didn't work out so well.
And that didn't happen. So,
and now we're going slowly but surely.
So,
and surely went on vacation when she's trying to secure the border.
Exactly. Don't go make sure.
And Bruce, you've supplied one of the things we have on our site is a chart.
Yeah. Chuck's been a stalwart. So is Lyle. Rebecca, it's Chuck Floyd I'm speaking of. We're partners in our security firm, and we work on a whole host of things. Border security being one of our major movers, and we find this particular program that the president is introducing here with the visas and everything of that nature to, you know, be proper and fitting to help us establish a sound and practical and germane border immigration system that with the borders that are protected and open at the same time, so you can have faster processing and making sure everybody's coming through legally. And that sounds like something strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously craziness. So
yeah,
I know we've talked a lot about the actual border, you know, building of the wall, why it's important and all that. And if we're still having to explain that, honestly, it just kind of frustrates me that how is that even still a problem? But go to the merit based part of this, because I think that's the part that is easy to mislead people about and easy to misrepresent. But I know on your fact sheet it says around 70% of the immigrants who come to the United States today are admitted based on family relationships through the visa lottery. 70%. So it's not like we're saying, okay, these people have great qualities and talents and skills that we need in our country. They just know somebody, really. And it could be a somewhat tangential relationship. So the most vulnerable Americans are the ones that are hurt by the current system, which undercuts wages and drains the social safety net. And that's the part I don't think we emphasize enough.
I agree with that.
Or that people don't believe, I guess.
Two, three different ways, because people don't know how much money that costs us in terms of people coming across and they're collecting shelter space they're collecting for food stamps, and that's taken away from the kids in inner city. Our social security system, money's going to the seniors that can help the veterans. We talk about Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I mean, it can help a lot of people.
All these things. And so when
it's
they...
It's amazing.
But when they create the Build America Visa, which is what they're calling it, it selects immigrants based on a point system, and the high-skill categories you have listed here are extraordinary talent, professional and specialized vocations, and exceptional academic track records.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are completely not being considered now. That's
partially, but it's that what's being considered.
But that's not the main criteria
of the issue that's not being addressed. And,
right,
and that's demeaning to the people, like you were saying earlier, who really want to come across and be part of our country, fulfill the American dream, and carry on as American citizens. So, how I look at it, this has long been coming, and as long as we're able to institute a program of this nature, it'll be fair, it'll be just, and it'll be equal.
Sure.
It doesn't matter who you are, you come across on the merit system, and you'll be able to get in.
Well, and
that's a wonderful thing.
It's also prioritizing immediate family. So for the people that are saying, well, this is going to hurt people that are here, no. The proposal prioritizes the immediate family, ensuring that mothers and fathers and children will be at the front of the line to obtain green cards. And adopting the president's proposal ensures prosperity and higher wages for all Americans, especially recent immigrants. So creates a fair system that levels the playing field for all the potential immigrants and allows for greater diversity, protects workers from exploitation, fraud, unlawful displacement, and promotes our common language, English, and strengthens our national unity. So,
I also think there's a civics test that's going to be required.
Right. I remember seeing that.
I think that's wonderful. I think people need to know about our country, how it's formed, and what they're coming into. They're coming into something really great. President Trump says make America great again, and that's really true. And they might be changing the theme for the next election. Maybe it's Make America Great Again Phase 2 or something like that. But,
right.
What we're looking at is...
The Phase 2 is not communism, just to be clear.
Pardon?
just to be clear, Phase 2, if we're doing Make America Great 2.0,
yeah.
it doesn't involve communism, just so we make sure we differentiate between the other team.
Yeah, that's true, too. There's a slight difference there, why there was World War 1, 2, and... the Vietnam War was fighting communism, too. I mean, if you look at that, was a major move over there.
So before we run out of time, because I know this is a kind of a short segment to cover a lot of stuff,
sure.
I know Bill was really focused on the global race for talent. The statistics there were really, really interesting. Now he's not talking.
No.
Yeah, it's like a reverse reciprocal relationship. We're doing opposite of what other countries are doing in terms of how we're looking at the merit-based system. So if Bill wants to cover some of that, I'll follow along.
Oh, we lost Bill.
Lead or however you like to do that.
Yeah, we lost Bill there for a second. Okay, this part of the thing I thought was interesting because it's always good to see graphics and it's always good to see numbers on all these things because...
I like the employment and skill.
This is...
Synergy. That's like outrageous.
Yeah, the employment and skill numbers were crazy. So,
right.
So United States is right now pulling in 12%. Australia's pulling in 68%, so obviously they're fairly smart about it. New Zealand, 57%. Canada, 63%. Japan, 52%. Tell me this. Because I actually didn't go look this up. Do all of those guys use a merit-based system? Is that why they're on this list?
That's right.
Okay.
And also European Union has one, and they have what's called a blue card. So that's for their skilled workers.
And?
It's the European Union, so what does that constitute? 28 countries? So.
Sure. Yeah, because when you look at us, 66% is family, 12% is employment and skill, and 21% is considered humanitarian, diversity, lottery, and others. So obviously we're prioritizing family connections, which is nice. I mean, that sounds good and everything.
Well, the new plan what he's proposing brings us right in line with what the other countries are doing. So I guess I don't understand.
Yeah, why?
Where's the rub? We're gonna come to 33% on the employment and skills from 12%, which is 57%, which is right in line.
I think Bill is absolutely right on this because we people aren't fulfilling all the jobs we have now.
Right.
So that's I think Bill saying it. I mean, if we have people coming in and if they have the ability to fill the jobs, it's great. You know?
And there is a need right now for skilled labor.
That's a big need. The president has a record, a historical record. I don't know if it goes 40, 50 years, that the way the economy's just taken off.
Well,
I mean, you're talking about the H-2B visas, those are the working permits for service workers. There's a big demand there, and that's 70% of our population, 113 million people.
Well, we have a real need in our medical professions, doctors specifically, and you know one of the biggest problems is wait time at with VA is wait time at the VA. Well, a lot of the wait time is created by lack of physicians. However, I remind people all the time that it's kind of hard to get appointments with doctors outside, in the private sector as well, because a lot of them are retiring, and we could use more skilled people, absolutely, in lots of different jobs
across the board.
So, in our last minute, what do you think?
I'd like to also say the STEM. That's kind of a specific area that we need people.
Science, technology, engineering,
science,
and math.
Science, technology, engineering, everything across the board. But we also make sure that it's a national security concern too, because we don't want people coming in that will abuse the system in that way. So that's the rub, So that's why we have a proper and fitting vetting process that people go through to make sure they're coming through in a legal way. And I think that's wonderful. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. We are scientists that came in, helped us with the Manhattan Project. They weren't all American.
Oh, that's true.
That's a pretty good example for us to think about.
All right. Well, thanks
and
for.
I'd like to.
Thanks for that.
Lyle Rapacki for helping us on the border security situations. He does it live. I help report with him, and Chuck, of course, and Lyle has a little piece.
Yep. We will, how about this? We will highlight that just a little bit later because we've got to jump out here to this break. But thank you so much for being on with us, Bruce. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and thank you for your service. And we will chat with you on a different Sunday.
Thanks for coming on, Bruce.
To take a stand. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
There's a call.